When before Shabbos should the blech be set up? Can one do it even moments before Shabbos begins, moments before candle lighting, or should the food already be set up on the blech sometime before Shabbos begins? And if so, what then is the shear, the measurement? How much time before Shabbos should one set up the blech and set up the food onto the blech? So, min ha'Torah, biblically, there are no restrictions involved in setting up one's food on a flame before Shabbos at all, and all the restrictions are rabbinically based. What restrictions are the Chachamim in place? So one of the restrictions that they emplaced is the Shehir restrictions, which basically states that a person is not allowed to leave food on a flame into Shabbos unless one of two conditions are fulfilled. And that is that either the flame is covered or that the food is at least half cooked. Usually, especially when using a blech, or electric plate, not only is only one of these conditions fulfilled, but actually both are fulfilled, even though only one is necessary, as the food is usually at least half cooked and the flame is covered. Aside from these restrictions, are there any restrictions in regards to how long before Shabbos one should set up the food onto the fire, onto the plata, electric plate, or blech? So practically, this matter is a dispute amongst the Paiskim. Some places can rule that there are no other restrictions. So long as your fire is covered or your food is at least half cooked, you can even do it a minute before candle lighting or for the husband who accepts Shabbos later, a minute before Shkia, it is permitted to set up the food on the fire, no problem. Even if the food is cold and it'll take time for it to heat up, it doesn't matter as the food is fully cooked and the fire is covered, there are no restrictions involved. Who holds of this opinion? This is the opinion of Rashi and the Ran. Masecha Shabbos Daf Tezvav, brought in the Beis Yosef and in the Ramah, chapter 253, halacha 2, and is the first opinion recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in 253, halacha 22. However, not everyone agrees with this approach. There are Paiskim who rule that the sages did apply a restriction, and that restriction is that one must set up his food on the blech, electric plate, fire, before Shabbos, with enough time that if the food were to be cold, meaning we don't care if the food currently is hot, we look at it as if the food were to be cold, if it would have enough time to heat up before Shabbos begins. For if it takes a soup a half hour to heat up, even if it's currently boiling hot, you would need to set it up on the blech a half hour before Shabbos. Practically, while the Alter Rebbe concludes that the minhag is like the lenient opinion to allow setting up the food even moments before Shabbos begins, nonetheless, it is good to be machmir in this and to only set up the food with enough time for it to become hot before Shabbos begins. We will now discuss a number of details of this chumrah, which is based on this second opinion and when it applies and when not. First of all, what is the reason behind the chumrah? Why do the chachamim require one to place the food onto the blech with so much time before Shabbos so it get hot before Shabbos if it were to be cold? The reason for this is because if one sees someone else placing the pot of food on his blech without enough time for it to heat up before Shabbos, that would mean that when did it heat up? On Shabbos. And he may come to think that you can heat up foods on Shabbos itself. As what's the difference if you placed it before Shabbos and it heated on Shabbos, or you placed it on Shabbos? Either way, the heating is occurring on Shabbos. To abstain and refrain this mistake from being made, the sages enacted, always set up the food with enough time for it to become hot even before Shabbos. However, from this it's understood that if one sets up the blech in a way that even on Shabbos it's mutter to be done, that certainly before Shabbos you can do so. And therefore, the above chumrah is only when you're taking the food from your refrigerator or from your counter and placing it on the blech. If, however, your food is already on the fire and you want to transfer it from the fire directly onto the blech, then there are no restrictions according to any opinion, and you can take the pot from the fire and place it on the blech even moments before Shabbos begins. That's point one. Point two, it's interesting to note that this ruling that we gave to set up the food with enough time before Shabbos for it to become hot is the way the Alter Rebbe understands the second opinion brought in the Paiskim and the Ramah, which is the opinion of the Rosh and the Tosfos and Shabbos. And as understands the Alter Rebbe, so rule other Paiskim. However, there are Paiskim who say that even the stringent opinion only required the fire to be covered if the food is being placed on without enough time to heat up before Shabbos. If, however, the fire is covered, then in all cases you can set it up even minutes before Shabbos, and so is the ruling of the Gra and the Mishnah Brura. So practically it ends up that this idea of setting up your food on the blech enough time before Shabbos for it to become hat is only in accordance to the approach of the Alter Rebbe and the Pesachim who agree with his understanding. While according to the Mishnah Berurah, since a blech covers a flame, it is not necessary even according to the stringent opinion. Point number three, the food is only required to be hat before Shkia and not before Hadlakas Neiros. So if Shkia is at 7:30, so long as the food would be hat before 7:30, you are fulfilling this stringency. Point number five, how hot must the food get before sunset? Yad Seled is 110 degrees Fahrenheit, 45 degrees Celsius. To summarize, from the letter of the law, one may set up his blech, the food onto the blech or electric plate, any time before Shabbos, no restriction, even a minute before Shabbos begins. However, it is proper to be stringent according to the rulings of the Alter Rebbe to set up the food on the blech and electric plate with enough time for the food to heat up before sunset if the food were to be cold. This, however, only applies when you're taking your food from your fridge or your counter and placing it onto the blech. If, however, you're taking it directly from a flame onto the blech, you can do so even moments before Shabbos, according to all opinions. Some practical ramifications. One should initially set up his blech on Shabbos with the food on top, with enough time for the food to get hot before Shkia. Once the food is placed onto the blech, one should not take it off and put it on his counter and then return it, as that would forfeit the entire chumrah that we just mentioned. Likewise, regarding those that use a crock pot, if it was removed from the cooker, it should be replaced with enough time before Shabbos for the chulin to be hot before sunset if it were to be cold. In all cases that one did not abide by the above and it's already close enough to Shabbos that the food would not be able to warm up if it were to be cold, as we said before, from the letter of the law, one may be lenient. However, an option is still available to follow the stringent opinion which we concluded is proper to follow, and that is through placing the pot on the highest possible flame on your stove, even for a moment, and then moving it from there onto your electric plate or blech, which would abide by all opinions.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.